With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Sitting across from me is a man that I really like. I don't see him enough, is the honest truth, Mario. We don't see, because we're kind of on schedules where we naturally have to miss each other. It's Mario Rosenstock, I should say, by the way. So, because you're working on Gift Grub in the morning when I'm kind of pottering around doing my pre-show bits. And then when I'm on air, you're wrapping up and getting out of the building and
during
doing whatever.
During the first hour of your show, I'm in a Zoom meeting with Ian and Shauna and Charlie.
Getting ready to do everything
right. And then
right
I start writing straight away.
Yeah. And then you have to create, I mean physically, because whatever about the creative side of making the Gift Grub sketches, you have to physically then do
layer
it.
All the voices, and you know all about using those machines,
Pro Tools
and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, they're always a challenge.
Layering all the voices, and I'm talking to myself.
Well, it's so incredible. The like even this morning's Gift Grub, like Liverpool, everyone, as a massive Man United fan, there's nothing that pleases me more right now. In fact, 2025 has been my favourite year. United finished 15th. We couldn't be worse. But there's nothing better than Scouse tears.
Oh, no.
There's nothing better.
Right,
it fuels me.
Public confession, right?
Yeah.
For the last 13 years, I've had just the joy of joys taking down Man United, right? Because I am a Liverpool fan.
Yes, you are.
And I'm not a politician, so I can admit I'm a Liverpool fan. But Charlie was saying, for the last three months,
yeah,
I've had to do Liverpool sketches. Because
that's
of
it.
The farrago that's going on
that's
over there.
Weird, isn't
first
it?
With their form, and second of all, them with Slot and Mo.
Mo.
And that led to this morning's group of Liverpool.
Stay and play another day. Liverpool legends singing to Mo Salah.
Group of Liverpool legends all dressed in white puffer jackets. Gone.
And, by
Mo,
the way,
don't leave us alone like this. Don't betray us with a Judas kiss. Won't you play another game? Stay, Mo.
Oh, so good. And Jamie Carragher is outrageously accurate.
That's great that you actually pointed it out there, Dave.
My favourite thing about him is the little saliva inhale he does pre-conversation. And he does it. He's a parody of himself. He's like...
obviously,
but like a little inhalation. But Mario has all that down.
Thank
it's
you.
So good. It's so good. Come here.
So sad, that song.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
It is such a sad song in real life as well. Because if you think about what it's about, Tony Mortimer and all that. But anyway, here's the thing. You've done Gift Grub Live so many years, right?
Yeah.
And you've done the touring around all of the countries, all the counties. And you've done the, okay, I'm going to do the bigger venues in the different places.
Yeah.
And then you've gone, I'm going to do the three arenas, Mario.
Yes.
But you've
You know, I got a personal DM from, I got a DM voice note from Joanne McNally there.
No.
There the other day, right? And she's going, the other way girls were really good at doing voice notes.
Yeah.
They're really natural.
Natural,
so
yeah.
So anyway, right? I'm just going to the supermarket here, right? So anyway, right? I'm doing this thing on RTE, okay? And they're going like, so you're the first Irish comic, right, to do the three arena. No, you're not. Because Mario Rosenstock is the first Irish comic to do the three arena. So now I'm just the first female comic. You're such a douchebag. You ruined my... Anyway, well done, like, whatever.
That's so good.
You know, because she gave me a little voice note about it.
Well, that's very nice of her. But also, yeah, she's right. You did take that title from her and from anyone else. Mario is the first Irish comic to sell out the three arena. But you're now spreading your wings and going further afield. You're going abroad.
London, yeah. So
this is epic.
This is epic, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was born in London, Dave.
Yes, I knew that.
Yeah, and it was only 3 weeks there, though.
But still.
I remember, the story goes, even when I was born, my dad was in Wormwood Scrubs. on the night I was born. He was in prison for having a punch up with a guy at a bar the night before.
What a story!
Yeah, and oh my God. Decked some guy, and I think he got decked as well.
And ended up in prison.
Ended up in the night, a night in the clink in London. Like, Irish go to London. How's it going? Yeah, ended up in the scrubs, and my son was born. Get back to Ireland, Paddy.
So they did.
So we did, and my mum was an aspiring actress at the time, and she was only 22, and she used to tell me stories about being in the same pub as Peter O'Toole and stuff like that. And, you know, and nothing about particularly what jobs did you get or anything.
No. Like,
I was drinking with Peter Bowles and Peter O'Toole while my husband was in the Wormwood scrubs and my son as well. So back I came anyway, and even your son is laughing at that.
There you go. Okay. Andrew thinks you're funny. You're appealing to all the demographics, Mario.
Yeah, so anyway, and then years later, myself and Ian said, wouldn't it be great to do London? So we just said, let's do London. So Live Nation, we were in touch with Live Nation and said, pick a theatre. And I looked at all the theatres in London and I went, oh, what's this one? George Bernard Shaw. One of the greatest Irish playwrights in history. And I went, I want that. I want somebody Irish. And the hair stood up in my arms thinking of George Bernard Shaw. And Pygmalion, and you know, My Fair Lady, and all this,
and
what a great man he was, and what a long life he led, and just to be an Irish man going abroad to London and doing it in the Irish theatre, and I'm just hoping for an Irish invasion. I talked to you off air about it a few minutes ago, and the idea of spreading the word and Irish people turning up for one of their own, and of course, you know, English people as well, because I do loads of British characters for Gift Grub as well.
Totally, and that's the thing, but I think the Irish diaspora has an amazing kind of intrinsic communication network, right? Yeah. Where you don't need to do anything for it to activate. I know people who've gone abroad and done shows in the UK, done shows in Dubai, done shows in Australia, done shows in the US, and the fear is, will they know who I am? Will they know what I'm doing?
Right.
But the reality is that when the people who do know who you are and do want to go,
they start
talking
telling. They
about
become active.
You, they do. And it's not like
they
you need
viral.
To do anything.
Yeah.
They make you.
And so it's like, it's like a tribe in Papua New Guinea or whatever. They just get onto a conch shell and go.
Yes. The fires of Gondor have been lit.
That was my Tarzan impression.
February 7th. In the George Bernard Shaw, the London Shaw Theatre. That's going to be incredible. Now, you're still on tour in Ireland. There's Mullingar Arts Centre in Westmeath. There's Black Box in Galway, Lime Tree in Limerick, and Dean
me.
Crow in Athlone.
Yeah, that's right. Dean Crow, Mullingar Arts Centre, Lime Tree, and Black Box. But people have been asking me, what's this now? Is this a new show? And I suppose Ian and I were struggling what to call the show, and we just went that this is going to be an updated version of last year's show. And what do I mean by updated? I mean that the world has changed.
Yeah.
Things are happening so fast now that actually you need to update your show nearly every week.
Every week.
Because honestly, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on tour, it really, there's a turnover of material.
Yeah.
I remember just last week, right, Dave, I had to have an early night. It was I was really tired. I went to bed at 8 o'clock. And I got up. I loved real sleep. Got up at 7. And my whole world,
everything changed.
It was about 8 new news stories of changing the world. 3 about Trump, 2 about Britain. And I was going, I've only been asleep for 11 hours. Stop!
What's happening? Mario, Madeline says she got engaged behind Wormwood Scrubs Prison in London. And there's a maternity hospital right next door. So handy enough for your parents.
Yeah, sorry. Actually, do you know, my mother told me that I was born in the same hospital as Prince George.
No.
Yeah, that's the hospital. That's I think that's where William might have been born as well. In Islington. Which was not posh at the time, but is posh now.
Absolutely is posh now. And Jackie says, myself and my friend sat beside Mario on the train from Carlow to Dublin on the way to Lionel Richie concert. He had us in stitches. Do you remember Jackie and her friends?
I actually do. I was on my way to do a show and we were one of those four-person seats on Aaron Road Aaron. Three of them and one of me.
One of you.
And I was on the inside.
Okay.
So basically, I knew I wasn't getting out. So it was just
entertaining
everybody.
Bring
out the A material for these ladies.
Well, you bring out A material for me, and I'm very grateful for this because I've released a couple of books, both of them, loads of bad jokes. Bad Jokes 1 last year, Bad Jokes 2 this year. But Mario this year, he did this for me. Bad Jokes, the movie.
It's the movie that has everyone laughing. From internationally renowned best-selling author Dave Moore comes Dave's Bad Jokes, the movie. With Liam Neeson. Now you listen to me. I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you want. But what do pregnant cows and Monaghan have in common?
I don't know.
They're both near Cavan.
That's quite good.
And Paul Mescal, my friend, got a job working in a mirror factory. I'm delighted for him.
It's what he always saw himself doing.
Mario, thank you so much. Worked. That was amazing. Honestly, yeah, honestly, it was so good. And I really appreciate it. A lovely plug for the book as well. Mm. But listen, I did say earlier on that you're going to have to work very hard in 2026. And the reason I say this, Mario, is because I think there's a turnover of Gift Grub voices that has, it's unprecedented.
It is. This year, Dave, Gift Grub characters are falling like flies. They're dropping. They're dropping like flies. This has been a bad year for Gift Grub characters. Four of my, I call them the King of Spades, Ace of Spades, Queen of Hearts, King of Clubs. Right? Michael D. Higgins has left the building.
Yes, he's left the building.
Yes, so now I will no longer be able to do a voice that I have been doing since 1996 when he was introducing Mel Gibson.
That's right.
To Braveheart.
Yes.
He brought the FCA in and everything. He was wonderful, and I can't do him anymore.
No, he's gone.
Well, we could do the idea of the life and times of Michael D. Higgins at home.
Sure.
Right, I've lost Pascal Donahue.
Of course.
Pascal Donahue has gone to the World Bank.
The World Bank.
So anybody need a little credit union loan to go to the World Cup? 7,000 euro a ticket there. I'll see a taker over there.
Pascal
man on
there.
Creatine over there. And who else? And Joe Duffy, good afternoon to you. You were at the Julio Iglesias concert last night. Yeah, no, disaster. He can't even walk anymore. He's gone.
Yeah.
And I mean, presumably I could do Kieran Cuddihy, but he hasn't offered himself to me yet. And Ray Darcy. Ray Darcy, his unfortunate exit. You know, well done. I knew it would happen. I knew it wouldn't work out. I knew it would be out of contract. Well done. Jenny, make me those eggs. So, you know, I'm losing characters. I mean, I'm half expecting Roy Keane to choke on his turkey this Christmas.
No, it won't happen.
Oh, credit to. I've lost my voice at the end of the day. I can't speak. Or Miriam, you know, she'll take an early pension or something from RTE, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'll lose her as well. I can't do it.
You can't.
So I need new characters.
Well, let's investigate them. I've got music for you, Mario.
Well, I need new characters, Dave, and that's why I have a public service announcement.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention.
I'm Mario Rosenstock. Over the last year, a number of key characters have been lost to Gift Grub. The end of Michael D. Higgins' presidency.
Farewell.
Pascal Donahue moving to the World Bank. I'm doing grand, thanks. Joe Duffy returning to his beloved fire engines in Clontarf. Good afternoon to you, fire engine. And Ray Darcy's unfortunate exit from RTE has meant that character numbers in Gift Grub are perilously low. Next year, we are looking to recruit new and even funnier characters to Gift Grub. So, are you a celebrity? Do you have a funny voice? Do you look funny at times? Are you a politician? Do you say ridiculous things and make constant U-turns? Are you in the public eye? When you hear the words Dancing with the Stars, do you think, yeah, that's my bag, they'll love me? Do you do the weather on RTE but also think I'd make a great president? If so, you might just be a Gift Grub character in the waiting. Now is your chance. Time is running out. Say something. Do something that brings you to the attention of Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. And this time next year, you could have the whole country howling with laughter. I'm Mario Rosenstock.
Yes!
Areshte Garevananam.
As always, unbelievable. Going to be the market, Mario.
Thank you.
Go see him in the London Shaw Theatre on February 7th.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.